Maureen Dillon Teasdale for the Cube 88.9 FM, and today we're talking with Dr. Supriya Sharma. She's the Chief Medical Advisor at Health Canada. So welcome, Dr. Sharma.
Thank you very much.
Now, today we're going to be talking about drugs and alcohol. March break coming up, and no doubt a lot of people will be partying. So what should people be aware of if they choose to use drugs or alcohol?
You know, there's a lot of information that we decided to put out just recently because of exactly what you said. People are starting to think about, you know, March break and going out. So there's a number of things that you can think about if either you or someone around you plans to consume alcohol or drugs. And what we're really trying to do is to make sure that people have information to make sure that they can keep themselves and others safe. So, you know, some of the things that you can do is, one is know your drinking limits. Everyone reacts very differently to alcohol, and even how it affects you can depend on a lot of different factors. So the amount that you drink, your gender, your age, your body size, how quickly you drink, your mood, you know, how much food, what type of food you have, medications you might be taking, and your overall health. So we have low-risk alcohol drinking guidelines that talk about what a drink is, what volumes of different types of drinks, and what limits are, what appropriate limits are. So that's one part of it. The other part is to know the signs of alcohol poisoning. And, you know, when people are in a party situation, things like confusion, if somebody's vomiting, if they're having seizures, if they have very slow breathing or irregular breathing, or they're going sort of blue or very pale, that might be signs that they're actually, you know, really getting to the point of alcohol poisoning. They need to be seen by a doctor. So being able to recognize those signs are really important. You know, things that we always talk about is about not mixing alcohol with things like energy drinks or drugs. That's really important. Mm-hmm. And that's important because, so for example, you know, there's different types of drugs that can be taken. And in general, there's ones that are stimulants. So those are ones that make you feel more sort of up. And then there's depressants that sort of slow everything down. And if you combine alcohol with either of them, they can have different effects. So if you take something that's a stimulant and you're having alcohol, that can actually mask some of the signs of alcohol. So you're taking alcohol, you might have your lowered inhibitions, and then you're also taking a drug that makes you feel like you're not potentially as drunk as you might be. So that can be dangerous. And if you're taking drugs that are kind of more of a depressant, those effects can multiply. So you can actually get more drowsiness, more effects of intoxication, potentially effects on your heart and things like that as well. So that's some of the tips. You know, we always say don't use drugs alone, right? Stay with your friends or people that you trust. And right now in Canada, we're really dealing with a drug supply that is contaminated. So, you know, what you're getting may not be what you think it is. And if it's contaminated with something like fentanyl, that can be much, much more powerful than what you think that you're taking as well. So it's just being very, very careful about what situations you're putting yourself in. And then, you know, if you are with somebody else, and if you know that some people are taking drugs, you can, you know, think about potentially carrying a naloxone kit, which is the medication that reverses those signs of an overdose temporarily. So those are some of the tips that we're trying to reinforce with people. We've got a whole list of tools on the Health Canada website that people can look at if they want to get more information as well.
Okay, that's really good. I guess the thing that surprised me the most when I was reading through the bulletin that we received is the mixing of alcohol with the energy drinks. I never would have thought of that, and I think probably a lot of people wouldn't.
No, absolutely. And energy drinks have a number of different ingredients in them. And again, so some of the things that are stimulants can actually, when mixed with alcohol, as I said, mask some of those symptoms and those signs of being intoxicated. But there are situations where it can actually cause severe effects on your heart. And we've had cases where mixing of alcohol and energy drinks have led to disturbances in the rhythm of people's hearts and into full cardiac arrest. So it's about being very, very, very careful about what you are drinking and knowing what you're drinking. Don't leave your drinks alone. Make sure that you know you've got somebody there that's watching it if you have to leave it. Those sort of common sense types of practices that, you know, we still want people to go and have fun and be able to enjoy themselves, but we want them to be as safe as possible.
Definitely. And someone can get some more information on the Health Canada website.
That's right. So we have what we call it, we put an information update out, and it talks about some of those tips. It gives you some links to other resources as well. It also gives tips on people if they're traveling outside of Canada, because people have to remember that when they're in another country that, you know, you're subject to those laws, and they may be different than they are in Canada. And there's very strict laws in a lot of countries about different types of drugs and use of alcohol and things as well. So there's some resources there. There's also some information around, you know, recognizing the signs of an overdose, an opioid overdose. And if somebody is unwell and you think that they're having an overdose, the things that you can do to make sure that they're not alone, that you call 911, and that potentially you can give naloxone if that's needed.
Okay, really important information for anybody. Good. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Dr. Sharma?
I just wanted to add that in Canada, we actually also have an act called the Good Samaritan Drug Overdose Act. And so this was put in place in May of last year, and it provides some protection, some legal protection for individuals who call for emergency help when somebody's having an overdose. And so that protects people against being charged for certain types of possession. So it really is, like, you know, we're really wanting people to make sure that they're not avoiding calling for help or doing something because they're worried about potentially getting charged. It really is first and foremost about saving somebody's life, making sure that they're not dying of an overdose, and then you know, getting help as quickly as possible. So like we said, we want people to have fun, want people to enjoy themselves, but there really are, you know, it's really important to have a plan and to know the risks that they might be taking and making sure that they can decrease that as much as possible. And then, you know, and then everybody stay safe.
Good. Great information. Well, we thank you very much.
No problem. And thank you very much for your interest.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.